This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for August 19th. I'm Paul Plack. President Obama and his family will be vacationing on Martha's Vineyard for the next 10 days, and the TFR that starts this afternoon will shut down most GA operations. A pair of F-15s was scrambled from Portland, Oregon Tuesday to intercept a Cessna floatplane that violated a presidential TFR in Seattle, and in their haste, they broke the sound barrier. The task force created by the Obama administration to ease the transition of Florida's Space Coast from the NASA era to the commercial spaceflight era has figured out how it will spend $40 million federal dollars. The aerobatic community is mourning Tuesday's loss of Spanish performer and Red Bull competitor Alejandro McLean in a training accident. The pilots of Canada-based Air Transat have voted to support a lawful strike if a contract agreement is not reached with management any other way. The Airline Pilots Association says 97% of pilots voted in favor. The FAA is proposing civil penalties totaling $580,000 against Hillsborough Aviation in Oregon in connection with the maintenance and operation of helicopters. The first aircraft delivered under the Global Observer Joint Capability Technology Demonstration Program has successfully completed its first flight on battery power. Future missions will be fueled by hydrogen. The FAA has granted provisional approval to Boeing Training and Flight Services for its 787 Dreamliner pilot training courses. Those courses allow pilots to transition to the new plane in 20 days or less, depending on experience. And U.S. News Media Group has ranked Embry-Riddle's aerospace engineering program number one in the nation. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with CFI Chris Burgess about the joys and challenges of instruction in gyroplanes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.